Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Reunited, everybody. Oh, we get to see each other.
It feels so good.
Robbie's back.
In yep. the flesh, I believe he's here. That was not artificial intelligence, Robbie, yesterday.
Like we had on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
I had to
Robbie recorded his picks. He circumvented the suspension.
Wait, so here's the worst part. The only problem with that is, like, sometimes we are a little time constraints, depending on, you know, shenanigans leading up to the picks.
Depending if we're listening to the rules.
Right. But Robbie, he records his as if though everything's on schedule.
Correct.
So when you play the recording, like, all right.
Just kind of got to go with it.
Yep.
We start today's show with what everybody wants to know. Leroy, Squirrel Watch, where are we at right now? Leroy has a pet squirrel. This is what we've learned. He allowed a squirrel to box him in, this little varmint.
No.
He went in there, and he's like, huh, if I fall in this pool, I got saved once. Maybe I get saved again and go live in the big house.
Squirrel was banged up. So instead of a pet situation, it became a rescue situation. But now my daughter carries him around in her pouch.
She's a marsupial.
She couldn't find him. Couldn't find him. And she said, oh, he was just rolled up in the bed next to Oreo because he digs underneath.
So let me get this straight. Now Oreo and the squirrel are BFF forever?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oreo looks at the squirrel and tries to let him know, just my house. Right? He barks at him. He sniffs him. The squirrel ain't really having it. Right?
Squirrel doesn't respect Oreo's toughness.
No. He's just loud. But no, other than that, still, I said, hey, probably should, you know, kids don't keep their room clean. So you probably shouldn't have a varmint, like, just wherever. So I said, how about we keep that in the cage when you don't have hands on the squirrel?
Yeah, that squirrel's going to be at the dinner table.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get a nut to move that butt.
You better
minus one.
Thank you.
You better set like a little place setting. Like a couple little forks. You know.
Nope. He likes watermelon and apples.
Uh-huh.
So
I love that I just Googled, do squirrels make good pets? The first line, and other wild animals make lousy pets.
We read an article yesterday. It's like, squirrel is a pet, colon, a really bad idea.
Yes.
And it's just like an article that has nothing but bite marks on it. And you got like a window. Yeah, this is cute for like 10 days. And then it hits maturity and it's go time.
Well, maybe Ricky can be a outdoor squirrel.
You mean a squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's no outdoor, like, there's just, no indoor outdoor squirrels, like, just squirrel.
Like, just a squirrel.
We got to go put Ricky on a tree and let him
do his thing.
Yeah, do his thing. Not yet though. He's still tiny. He's only like this big. It's tiny.
Oh, wait till he becomes a teenager, adolescent.
Yeah.
Puberty might hit Ricky badly.
He's going to go hang out with his squirrel friends. He's not going to hang out with you anymore.
The hormones.
I got to tell you, if you try to go hang out with your squirrel friends, from what I understand, Their shelf life is like a year because
of
there's some
nature.
There's some good eatings. So just like, especially baby squirrels, like, yeah.
They don't strike me as the wisest creatures. You know, case in point, you have a baby squirrel that fell in a pool twice. So I would just say, the only problem he's going to face is if you try and reintroduce him into the wild, will the other squirrels accept him, or will they see him as Oreo's baby?
So basically, we don't have the smartest squirrel.
No.
I don't think there are smart squirrels.
And that's saying something.
I mean, I don't know.
This squirrel thought it was Michael Phelps.
No, he didn't, because he wasn't swimming at all. He was trying to survive. I think he jumped in the water trying to escape, but unaware that iguanas can swim really well, too.
Why would an iguana chase it?
What?
Iguanas are vegetarians.
Something in those woods had him out the woods. He ran in there all happy, and then he came out wounded.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You got to give the squirrel like a little medal for Michael Phelps.
The Squirrel Olympics.
Did you wear a little swim cap? Sorry. Oh,
is he good at the butterfly?
I think he's more of a breaststroke guy.
I mean, everybody's picturing the squirrel with little goggles on right now, right?
Of course. In a Speedo. Monday Night Football last night. Oh, it is the race to Tua. The Steelers, who are not good, defeat the Bengals, who are even worse, 27-3. Mason Rudolph in for Roethlisberger, 24 of 28, 229 yards and two touchdowns. God, the Bengals are bad.
Oh, my God.
They're
and
so bad.
That's legit competition for Tua.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Robbie, oh, yes, it is.
The Dolphins still play the Bengals at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that could be for the whole, that could be for the number one pick.
Are we sure the Dolphins aren't going to be favored against the Redskins?
They're not going to be favored against the Redskins.
Are you sure?
I'd lay the Redskins -7, if I'm an early handicapper.
-7?
No, Robbie.
Here's the problem.
They lost every game by 20 points or more.
Hold on. Here's the problem.
They haven't covered a single game.
Here's the problem. When negative Nancy makes the point spread, this is what you get. Robbie, I would be willing right now to bet you dartboard of doom it will not be 7 points with that garbage team.
I mean, they're going to be favored on the road.
Now, I did that wasn't
take the bet
question.
Or not. Don't take the bet.
Don't do it, Robbie.
So wait, what's the bet?
Oh,
is it 7 or more? Is it like or 7?
7 or more, I'll throw the dartboard of doom. 7 or less, or if it's less than 7,
6 and a hook and
7. 7 is a push.
7 is a push. Ooh.
Because I'm just tired of you. He's so negative.
If 7's a
he's
push,
so,
Robbie, I don't know.
Robbie is so negative.
Well, understandably so.
No, it doesn't matter. Whatever situation is, he's overboard.
I mean, I was spot on with McCain's analysis though all season. Two and two, you know, struggling.
You're the only person that could go on It's a Small World at Disney and be pissed.
Right.
Well, it's just too little. I'm a big guy. I don't know what to say.
The world.
I obviously wasn't negative enough against the Canes. I thought they would cover against Central Michigan, and that obviously didn't happen.
That's an embarrassment.
Cover? They were lucky to win.
Exactly. All right, silly
moving
me
on.
For being optimistic.
Moving on. Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, that you're being optimistic?
Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict was suspended for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think it'll be.
For his hit on Jack Doyle. He will appeal. Evidently. Yes. They said this
what
is because
was that enunciation at the end of that story? It was so strange.
The what?
The end when you read that headline, you're like, the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's like it's
like, were you capturing some Macho Man in there? Like, what were you trying to do?
No, I was just like, the rest of the season. When I saw the report, I couldn't believe.
Oh, really?
That it was the entire season.
Oh no, they came out like in the morning. Mort's like, yeah, this is probably going to be the season. And then like, what was it? 10 minutes later, season.
You guys were at Heat yesterday?
Yeah, we were at Heat Media.
Were we?
What do you got for news? What do you got? You got some news?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I mean, I gave you an entire page of headlines. You got
no, I know, but I was trying to, yes, I could read the news
really?
That Kelly Olynyk will have a bone
really?
Bruise on his right knee.
Hey.
He suffered the injury playing for Team Canada.
Beast is
Deion
back.
Weathers.
It was so nice.
Says that
it was so nice.
He topped 15
like,
pounds.
On my way out, though, I did
you know,
talk to
you know what the funny thing is, too? Like, if I were to ignore his headlines, then he'd sulk about me ignoring his headlines, and then I do want him to do headlines, and then he's just like, you tell me what the news is.
He ignores his headlines.
Yeah, like, I could.
I was just trying to create a conversation piece.
No, that's
really?
Not, no,
that's
I
not how it
news.
Works. It, like, this is not time. It's
six,
time for headlines.
It's 6:09. It's time for you to tell me what's going on in the world of sports. We're good.
Kelly Olynyk has a bone bruise. Deion Waiters lost 15 pounds.
Don't do the read it. You don't think in the midst of the show, our 4-hour show, I'm going to talk about what went down yesterday at Media Day?
Yeah, I figured you'd get to it.
He's among the jackass Patriot fans who are complaining about a 16-10 win.
Oh, it was a horrible
Glenn.
It was a horrible showing by the Patriots. They were so lucky to skip that game.
I can't believe what the Patriots, what they're showing. Shut up.
It was a terrible game yesterday.
There's nobody worse right now than Patriot fan complaining about being 4-0 and the way they're 4-0.
There is one thing worse than Patriots fans.
Go ahead.
Working with them.
The Miami Hurricanes announced their new inductees into the Hall of Fame. Football players, former linebacker Jay Brophy, Philip Buchanan, Kevin Williams. I'm surprised he's not in yet. Men's basketball player Johnny Hemsley. Man, he was sweet and silky from the three. Baseball player Yasmani Grandel. Women's soccer player Brittany Steinbrock. Women's tennis player Laura Valverdu. And track and field coach Mike Ward. That one's a long time coming.
Johnny Hemsley, wow, that was...
Johnny Hemsley, sweet and silky threes, man, so good. He only had a cup of coffee in the league. Anyways, and the Canes are kind of trying to revamp their offensive line. Which, that's like chicken...
What does that mean?
Making chicken salad out of you know what.
It's like if we take the terrible left tackle and we put him at right guard, maybe put the right guard to center... Center to left tackle. Let's see if this works. Just throwing it out. So basically the Canes are doing just throwing it out there Tuesday on their offensive line?
Yes, correct.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
That's dicey.
I'm going to tell you like this.
By the way.
That situation doesn't sound like they should be calling practice off.
Nope.
It seems like it should be practicing more.
Beast, did you see the spread for the Saturday's game?
I don't want to even know. What is it?
The Canes are 13.5-point favorites.
This has a sucker
how's
game
it,
written all
it
over
possible?
It.
Because Virginia Tech is so bad.
Virginia Tech's horrible.
Have
but
they watched
but
the
of
Canes?
I know, yeah.
Miami will play down to their competition.
Can the Canes score 13 points?
I don't know.
I'm asking that legitimately.
That is an honest question. I honestly can't tell.
Yes,
no.
If they happen
they just
to...
Scored, they scored 17 against a MAC team.
If they happen to get a couple turnovers on defense, otherwise no.
Where's Dan? We're back after this. So yesterday we went to Heat Media Day. You guys know we did the show live there. Save ourselves some rush hour traffic.
I feel a little uncomfortable knowing that if I have to use the bathroom, all I have to do is open up a sheet and go.
Oh, you guys are in one of those rooms where you just...
Yeah. Same place we always do it.
Same thing, yeah.
Same place we always
do it. You guys see
it.
The giant Anna John Levine poster in the bathroom?
No, but it was funny. I actually was flipping through. I was trying to find Spo's press conference, and they have like a gazillion Heat TV channels, and one of them is just an Anna John Levine commercial on a loop.
What?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, they don't have everything like rolling there yet. It's just kind of.
So
know.
They're just feeding that. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going, but it's there. So we hung out yesterday. We got to record some interviews. We are going to bring you our conversation with Eric Spoelstra today. Newly extended Eric Spoelstra, new 4-year deal, Eric Spoelstra. So we're looking forward to that. And we will speak to one of our favorites. It's become an annual tradition on Media Day. We got to speak to one guy. That's Goran Dragic.
Yes.
So we'll bring you those.
We got a
bunch of others. We spoke to James Johnson. We spoke to Justice Winslow, Tyler Hero, Myers Leonard. All of them awesome. We'll bring those to you throughout the week. But those will be the couple that we bring you today.
And then I had my side conversations on the way out.
Yeah.
Was there a UD moment?
No.
No, I did say hi, though. I talked to him for a minute. And then I said I talked to Duncan Robinson. You know, I got to talk to Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Well, here's how it went. So we've done this now the last 3 years. We've been the live show.
Right.
During Media Day.
Right.
And so they're trying to bring people to the live show. And I think what happened was there was some wire crossing on some players. And so they ended up bringing Udonis Haslem to Zaslow and Amber. And what are they going to do? Say no to Udonis Haslem?
No, of course not.
Punched in the face.
Right.
And so then he was done with them, and then he was gone.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got you. Because dueling things and the whole thing. And
you probably don't want to get the same players.
Not
you
really.
You know what I mean? Because you want to give people more.
I'm pretty sure the only people we doubled up on was Spo. I know they spoke
which
to Spoelstra
is fine,
yesterday.
Because Spo was live, and we recorded
and Spo walked into our room, and they're like, you're supposed to have him. Like, I asked for him, and if you got him in here, I'm going to talk to him. So,
right.
We got some Eric Spoelstra stuff for you, and he was really good. He's really good. Very fired up. Like he's a I think he likes this team. He's got his new contract. He's all happy. He was intentious today.
No. Hold on. You guys are idiots.
What?
You haven't figured out before the season Spo, mid-season Spo, and after Christmas Spo?
Is right? Where does mid-season Spo go for?
Well,
after
because
Christmas
it's Spo? It's because here's how it goes. A lot of enthusiasm,
yep.
A lot of energy,
yep.
Right before the season.
Yes.
Fired up.
Yes.
He was fired up.
Yep.
Right? You won't hear do not find me.
Yep.
You won't hear complaints. They haven't even had contact with officials yet.
Right. Right?
Then the season starts and he's very positive. There's some things we gotta work on. We're gonna put it together. We need it to go. We need everything in order by the time we get to after Christmas break.
That's what you got from it yesterday?
The attitude and the cheerfulness and the spunk and fervor of Spo is before the season Spo. I know that. I'm very aware of that. He's energized. He just got off vacation, right? Yeah, I understand that.
That's not what I read. You know what I read yesterday?
What?
I felt it as I have an actual elite player on my team, and I don't have to answer questions about Hassan Whiteside, Eric Spoelstra.
But okay.
That's how I read it yesterday.
Right, but that's preseason Spo.
Sure,
but everything's positive.
But felt like he didn't have to be like, oh, all the narrative about me and Hassan Whiteside, it's not true. I mean, I love Hassan. Blah 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 blah.
There's so many.
He seemed just like, yeah, I like this team. I like it. Maybe you're right. Maybe it'll change. Yeah, it may change. I'm sure there will be. I mean, last year, last year was the grumpiest I've ever heard him. Like when he's actively precursoring in his interviews, NBA, do not find me.
Right.
And he's like, let's be clear about this. So I am not fined. I'm like, right. Whoa, that is.
Care. But
he was so. I don't know. One time he told the referees not to get. He's like, go get some. He's like, hey, we all saw what happened. Go get some sleep.
Get some sleep.
He was so grumpy last year.
Well, you know, wait.
NBA, do not fight.
Here's the funniest thing. That just moved out west.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of people out west. Like, oh, my goodness.
I can
goodness.
Say this, because I'm not complaining. I'm still, you know, upset about that charge block call.
He's boxing in the referees. He's just like, yeah, guess what? This isn't a complaint. It's just a fact.
Whoa.
I'm just reciting facts.
Here. Come on, Leroy. This is our best chance to win a championship since Big Three. There's no clear-cut favorite except us. New star, core that's been together with new jump shooters.
Championship.
Wait, I'm not even disputing anything on the court.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you've been around Spo, you understand that as the season builds on, the pressure gets in where you are in the season, how much of a move you have to make, it wears on. It's a long season. The traveling, all those things is when you get a different Spo during the season.
I don't even feel like it's – I mean, first of all, championship. Like, I just want them to consistently make the playoffs again because they've missed it three of the last 5 years.
Right.
So I want them to get back to that. And that was clear yesterday. Like, he knows that last year wasn't good enough and not up to the standard of the franchise. You genuinely can feel the excitement, I think, in the building that it feels like after a lot of swings and misses in the offseason, like this is the best they've felt about how they've gone through an offseason and the players right. They have.
I think you can,
from a talent standpoint.
I think you can attribute all this positivity around one thing, and that's health.
Yeah. A lot of guys talk about.
He had to move so many pieces and probably use guys more than he really wanted to. Mm-hmm. Because of James Johnson and because of Philly Cheese being hurt and not being able to get.
And Goran.
Not being able to get, you know, their skill set into the game and having to rely on D-Wade a lot more than they thought they were going to have to before the season.
Yeah, don't forget, I mean, like the plan of last year was you were going into the season hoping J-Rich was going to be your closer. Like they were kind of handing the baton over to him. He, you know, decided I'm going to take that baton and step out of bounds. And so now he's in Philadelphia.
Come on, man.
What? I love the guy. I was listening to the Zach Lowe podcast interview with Jay Rich on the way down here. That guy loves the Heat. He's such a sweetheart. What a sweet guy.
Hey.
What a sweet guy.
Hey.
What a sweet guy.
You know what? Here's where Mr. Turncoat comes in play.
What are you talking about?
No, no, no. Peacock Pirate?
Peacock Pirate.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. First of all, not a thing.
Peacock Pirate is not a thing.
It's not a thing.
By the way, the hashtag is kind of getting somewhere.
I'm going to say two words.
Not a Peacock Pirate.
I'm going to say two words to where you just turn on all of your faves. Trade deadline.
Whoa. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
That's when no one is safe.
I stuck by Jay Rich in the whole original Jimmy Butler talks last year with Minnesota. All right. Now.
What?
I did, for like a hot second. And I got burned for it. I got burned by him stepping out of bounds like the court was hot cold.
You guys don't know. We had a conversation with Goran, and Tobin set the groundwork. Because he asked Goran, what do you think about the trade stuff?
Yeah, I had to ask him.
Journalist.
I'm going to not ask him about, hey, man.
You have to.
You were traded to the Mavericks.
Journalist question, no, of course.
But here's, I know you.
I'm a journalist.
I know you. So basically what you're doing is when the trade deadline comes and that becomes a possibility, he'll be like, hey, he's ready for this. We prepped him for it. He knew it was a chance it could happen.
No, what I thought was, and you'll hear when I ask him this, is that I said, hey, that was a nice little pairing up, your boy Luca. What the hell happened?
He didn't even know.
Well, yeah, don't spoil it.
All right.
I mean, but like, yes, basically, he didn't know. He's sleeping. Feels like every big decision Goran has.
Did we already know that? We read that.
Now you hear it in his adorable voice and just like firsthand.
Let me tell you something. We could have sat there and talked to him for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Just listening to him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
It's great. And we may be having more of that coming your way. Not with him, but somebody with a voice very similar to his.
Oh. So
that's a little tease for everybody. I got something going down later today. Yeah. So we did that. We did a few interviews. Then the thing that is with Media Day, they go in like two waves. So there was a long break. So Leroy, you went out and you just hung out with Dunk.
Say what's up to UD.
Couple Michigan guys, just you know.
Yeah.
When you said what's up to UD, you didn't tell him that we have a microphone. You named a microphone after him in the studio.
Oh no! I said we got to get you in. I asked him, hey, you know, we got to get you in.
Uh-huh.
Why are you asking him to come in the studio?
So he could. No. Maybe when UD sits down, that mic just starts working.
Minus one.
Well, no, actually.
Wait a minute. Take it back.
Actually, that wasn't all negative. It kind of means like the power of UD could make the mic work.
All right. I'll give him his point back.
Thank you.
I felt like the intentions weren't pure there.
Tread lightly.
Hey, I'm just saying.
The intentions weren't pure.
Me and UD are cool. I don't know why.
Because he doesn't know.
Yeah, here. It's a football versus basketball thing. That's it. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with UD. Mm-hmm. It's a football-basketball thing. Because if you ask every football player in this building, they feel the same way that I do. It has nothing to do with UD. But you clowns make it about that because you want to be Peacock Pirates.
No.
Don't loop me in with the Peacock Pirates.
First of all, if you're going to hose me down for Goran Dragic and wanting him traded, you can't say that.
That's different scenarios.
They're not different scenarios. They're the same thing. Same thing.
No, Goran's playing.
You've sidled up to Udonis.
Goran's playing. You trade assets.
No. You've sidled up to UD twice.
You can't go into a trade and say, hey, we want to trade to this. Who do you have? We have Heat Culture.
By the way, I would not be the Peacock Pirate. I'd be the Smee.
From Captain Hook?
Minus one.
The portly sidekick.
Mr. Smee.
Yeah, Mr. Smee. All
right.
Yeah, didn't he get eaten by the crocodile, or was that the
end? He did.
Yeah. Man, that crocodile was full. Oh, might have to take an acid.
Yeah, he was fat.
No, like, you guys, no. Listen,
it's okay. Now,
what I say about
maybe we should we should
what play, I say about
we,
UG,
we should place Eric Rowe with you because you're good at this backpedaling.
Not backpedaling. Yeah. I still feel the same way I feel.
You can probably cover better than Eric Rowe at this stage of the game.
He's had hard times. Hard times for Eric Rowe.
Ooh.
By the way, Xavier Howard, no fair shakes on these Pro Football Focus rankings either. I think he's 96th.
Ooh, he does hold a lot.
He does hold a lot.
I mean, he goes at – can these DBs stop going at wide receivers with the jaws of life?
I don't know.
You cover with your legs. That's what the coaches yell. Cover with your legs, not your arms.
That's what they say?
Yeah, of course.
text writes in that J. Rich equals the Fiddler Crab.
I wonder if on Sixers Media Day he did the interview from Out of Bounds.
He just did the interview with one foot off the back line. Oh my gosh! What's wrong? See now, wait.
Jared has these new sneaker models. They're tippy toe. So his back heel can't touch. He's the only guy who's going to be out there in high heels.
Oh, no.
What'd
you just do?
Wait. Like, that's much worse than what I say about UD.
What?
That?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen.
I have never questioned UD's ability to play. It's the fact that he does not play.
Minus one.
That's, no.
Minus 1-1.
Let me ask you a question.
Nope.
Is anything I said inaccurate?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
All of it.
Yeah.
Really, what?
Your attitude.
The part that he doesn't play? That's inaccurate?
No.
Minus one.
Listen, your line of thinking right now, not good.
The thing I also don't like about it is you're walking by and you're doing fist pumps with him on the way out. You're just like, my man.
That's the second time. He's at the kids shopping thing. Oh, they're all buddy-buddy.
Listen.
Yesterday, they're all hobnobbing.
Listen.
The thing is, UD does not know what this man says between 6 and 10 every morning.
I'm going to tell you something. Look, I tell my kids this, and I'm going to tell y'all because y'all damn near my kids.
You tell the squirrel, too?
Right. No, I don't talk to the squirrel. He's an animal. Okay? But here's what I tell them. I said, it's okay to feel a certain way about a situation and still have admiration or love for a person.
I agree.
I can be mad at you based on a situation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change the way I feel about you. But y'all sensitive baby... Oh, we hurt my feelings. All that stuff there. You don't know how to handle that. You don't know how to handle criticism. You don't know how to handle
it. I don't know how to handle criticism.
No,
you don't. Know how to handle criticism.
You're sensitive. You're soft.
Me.
Soft.
Me.
Soft.
The first inkling of criticism, and you're like, no, no, no. I love the man.
No, I do.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing but respect for you, D.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because guess what?
Afterwards.
Anybody who could play their profession that long gets none but respect.
Let me ask you something.
But
which microphone is
he doesn't play.
Which microphone is his? The one that's lit up?
Let me see. That one.
Minus one.
Minus one.
Minus one.
You guys don't know this, but he pointed to the one that's not lit up.
Yep.
Which gets to our point.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Got to end the segment.
Lil Santana. This is old Santana. Beginnings. I've been listening to Santana my whole life, which is amazing that he's been doing it for that long.
I was out in his neck of the woods. San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, man.
So this is a story that went in the Miami Herald yesterday. A vendor was arrested at the Dolphins game.
What?
He tried charging a fan $724, which wasn't an amount, for two beers. Yep.
Why?
Well, apparently he was out there vending, and he was giving out the old beers, and I imagine the way this worked is they was passing on, you know the way it works, you pass down the beer, and then you pass down your means of paying, and a lot of the times it used to be cash back then. I guess they take cards now when you go vend.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
so
right.
This guy has his own personal card scanner.
Oh!
Yep. And so it says, according to the Miami Herald, shortly after the transaction was processed, the fan received an alert from his bank notifying of the steep charge to his card. It also displayed the vendor's name.
Oops.
Oh.
Now, all I'm going to say, sir,
dummy,
is perhaps this is just, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe you should incorporate.
Get an LLC?
Yeah, maybe just get the company name if you
don't
be
matter because lockup don't need LLC.
If you're going to be out there scheming, it says the individual does not work for Hard Rock Stadium or the Dolphins, but for Rocket Man, a Kentucky-based subcontractor which employs vendors for major sporting events. This is like what I did back in the day in college. We used to do vending the fraternity. We used to run a booth at the stadium to make some cash.
If you've played any type of rec sport and you have a team in your city, a lot of times you will do something like that to raise money. We had a, you know, concession. We ran a concession stand for a couple of home games for the Saints.
Just give a bunch of people out of hundreds of dollars, though?
That's such a bold move. Why wouldn't you?
Why like, $700?
I would sneakily go like $50 a pop at people as it's
right.
going.
Or if you do it a couple hundred times, like $2-3.
That's always the
right.
funny thing too. Like yeah, I think this happened recently with my wife. When my wife had her wallet stolen, she left her car unlocked, and somebody just walked up right up into our driveway, snatched Oops. The wallet.
But wait a minute. What area do you live in? You were already talking about, was a couple years ago, about you having to throw hot coffee at somebody.
I got jumped by a couple of crackheads. I don't know, because I live in a nice neighborhood, but I don't live in a gated community. So
nice neighborhood?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I haven't always lived in a gated community. Didn't live near a couple of crackheads.
I don't think they live there. I think they're just, crackheads I think are wanderers.
But they usually... There's certain areas that...
Crack is crack.
Crack is whack.
I don't know, man. All I know is, for all I know, they were just a couple of robbers, but the dude had crack man shoes. I don't know what to tell you. Like, these things had no soles left. No soles. Which is probably why, you know, they made a run for it, because they didn't have the traction to get after me.
I went to a little store yesterday, right? The guy's... They're hanging out outside the thing, drinking a beer out of the plastic paper bag.
Right.
You got any spare change? I'm like, no. So you could go buy another beer?
Maybe you wanted to start a podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
There goes my suspension.
No double jeopardy.
That's right.
No, but I just anyway, getting back to it, like, yeah, so my wife's wallet was stolen, and, like, immediately, always the first place they go is either Walmart or Target, and it's $200. I feel like that's, like, the limit where they don't check anything.
Right.
Because that's always the amount. Like, because this has happened to me, too, where, like, I've had my wallet stolen, but I've had my, like, card number stolen.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a Target. It's always a Target, $200, and you're just like, all right.
Oh, well. No, I'm always Walmart, man.
Always Walmart.
Team
fraud Walmart.
Three or four times, like $300 Walmart, $700 Walmart. Like,
it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's a pain in the ass. So this guy apparently, he goes out there $742. Like, was that the max? Like, what? Why? Was it seven? Well, I'm trying to think. It wasn't $7.42, and he tried to carry over, because that's happened to me too. Where I've these people who have used chips. It was supposed to be like $37, and they ended up charging me $370 to my account. And I'm like, excuse me. That's what happens when you have the old people using the square.
Let me explain something to you. Speaking of old people and the why, when you go to I went to Publix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Waiting in line behind this lovely man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Such a sweetheart.
He was third in line. He gets up to the little machine or what have you. They ring up his stuff, and then he stares at the thing like he doesn't know how to use it.
Yep.
And they have to help him.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing? If you first of all, you know it's going to be an uncomfortable situation. Get ready.
Do you have a guy at your Publix who is the most uncomfortable cashier to go to? Because I have that guy.
I don't want to make fun of him, but he doesn't talk, so
I don't
he
know
does
the...
I have a chatty Cathy that I don't like to
I have a guy, he comments on whatever shirt I'm wearing, and it just... Because, and he won't let me go He won't give me my money back, or he won't give me my card
until he's finished,
or he won't give me my receipt, or he won't give me my food until I get an explanation. Like, he'll hold something hostage of mine until he gets an explanation of what I'm wearing.
He's making you converse with him.
Correct.
You ever get the hot sports take guy?
So, no, I haven't had a hot sports take guy. I get that in the booth a lot. Like, you know, like I'll be wearing, like, I have like a Dime Life Dolphin shirt or something like that, and be like, rough season, huh?
Like, it's like you're
like, yep, yeah, yeah, no, it's going fantastic. Thank you for sharing.
Keep it moving.
Not, you know, inevitably down here, because you ever notice, like, whenever we don't have a Dolphins game, we always get Giants games because there's a gazillion New Yorkers down here. So, not like my Giants, Danny Dimes. I'm just like, ugh.
It's funny how fans work. It changes, man.
Out of my face, please.
It's probably the same guy that booed him. It's like the Porzingis people in New York.
Oh, yeah.
You booed the fact that Stephen A. had to come off vacation.
I don't know what to say.
Right.
Mike Francesa knew this guy was good all along.
Yeah, didn't Francesa lose his show with Gettleman because of his criticism? What? Yeah, Gettleman stopped coming on. And he's like, he didn't want to answer the tough questions. Didn't want to answer them. Like, all right, well, you got him. What are you roasting? How much longer are we going to stick with Eli? Like, what could possibly be asked of Gettleman that you just got to hold his feet to the fire? It's wild to me. I don't know if I want to jump on this yet, but people are asking me to. I'll tell you about it next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.